Thank you to every single one of you that have come out today and are standing up against animal cruelty and standing up to protect cats. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be there today to join you, but I appreciate every single one of you for standing up on this issue. We recently just handed down our report from the Upper House inquiry into cat management. So this came out this week. And of course, the recommendations in this report are very strong. It recommends against mandatory punitive cat containment laws. Now, let's be honest, cat containment laws are simply cat killing laws. We heard the inquiry that these containment laws are going to significantly increase the cost to councils. They're going to, of course, then have a significant increase in cost to ratepayers as well through those council costs. We had another inquiry into the pound crisis in New South Wales. And we heard in that inquiry that pounds are already over capacity. If these containment laws come in, councils will be required to go and collect all cats. And then, of course, there's nowhere in these pounds to actually house those cats. We've seen cat containment laws in other states significantly increase the euthanasia rates. And so we're very, very concerned that if the government changes the law here, we're going to see significant increases in euthanasia rates as well. And of course, we also had another inquiry into the veterinary shortage and the stress and the strain that vets are put under to kill these healthy, rehomable animals. Again, that's another major problem with introducing mandatory cat containment laws. We also heard about the conflict within our rental laws, the fact that it's going to disproportionately affect people on lower incomes and First Nations community. It's going to make it more difficult for people to leave violent relationships if they've got animals as well. These laws are hugely problematic, and New South Wales is certainly not in a position right now. At the moment, we're still trying to update the pet registry. Rescue groups don't have proper access to the pet registry system. They're still using paperwork that has to get handed into councils to be able to actually adopt animals out. And of course, with so many animals that are microchipped and registered, if an animal escapes and gets outside, they are at risk of being killed with mandatory punitive laws. The other major thing that just constantly came up at this inquiry was that there's absolutely no evidence that these laws actually work, but there is a solution. And the great thing is that the most humane solution is also the cheapest solution, and it's also the solution that has evidence to prove that it works, and that's, of course, large-scale targeted desexing programs. And that came through very strongly through the inquiry. That came up quite a lot in our recommendations as well. We know that that's the solution. We know that there are rescue groups, there are TNR groups, there are cat carers all across the state that are doing so much amazing work in this space already, but we need government funding. We need to make sure that this is done on a much larger scale. And of course, that will actually significantly reduce the number of litters that cats are having and remove the pressure from rescue organisations and reduce the euthanasia rate that we're seeing across the state already. Now, don't get fooled. There are campaign organisations that will continue to push for cat containment laws. Now, these organisations and these groups that continue to push for these laws are the people who hate cats. Let's be absolutely honest about it. If they were genuinely about reducing the number of cats that are in society, then they would be supporting the solutions where there's evidence that they work. They would be getting behind these massive desexing programs that we want to see across the state. Instead, they're pushing for cat killing through cat containment laws where there's no evidence that that's even going to work to protect wildlife. Now, the wildlife card is continuing to be used. And we know from the evidence that we heard at this inquiry, we heard from major organisations, even WIRES, saying that actually cats are not the biggest threat to wildlife. The biggest threats that we have to wildlife is deforestation, climate change, overdevelopment, and we know that the government needs to really take action in those spaces to genuinely, if they genuinely want to protect our wildlife. So we need to protect all animals. We need to protect wildlife and we need to protect cats, and we need to find the most humane ways to do that. This report is very, very strong. It's not as strong as I would like it to be, and I encourage everyone to read the recommendations and the findings and also to have a look at my dissenting statement at the back. There was some concerning evidence removed, particularly in that first chapter around cats and wildlife, and there was also a whole lot removed around the great work that people are doing in the TNR space as well. You'll always have our support at the Animal Justice Party. Thank you again, every single one of you, for coming. We will continue to fight to make sure our laws are there to actually protect all animals. Thank you again.